Okay, Rabbi said today's daf is daf Yud Dalet, the final daf in Mesechtes Hoyrius and the final daf in Seder Nezikin. Very momentous occasion for all of Daf Yomi learners throughout the world. We're holding in the middle of the wide lines on Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Specifically, we're up to Omer Reb Yochanan, which is roughly 10-11 lines into the wide lines. Omer Rebbe at the end of the line, Yochanan at the beginning of the new line, where it says, Bimei Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel Nishnis Mishnah Zu. What are we referring to? So just to give us the background, let's look once again at the first wide line, and we'll quickly get back to where we're holding. The first wide line of yesterday, we brought a Braisa Tanu Rabbanan, Kishahan Nosi Nichnas, when the Nosi would come in. Nosi we're referring to over here, the Nosi who was the head of the Sanhedrin, when he would come in, Kol Am Oimden, the entire Oilam would be standing. He's coming back. You can borrow in the meantime. He's bringing in the vittles.
He's going to,
Yeah, if you want to, you can sit here, you can sit there. Okay, anyway, so when the Nasi would come into the Bismedish, hundreds of people, thousands of people, everybody would stand up. And they would not sit down until he would tell them, Rabbi Isai, you can all sit. Or for that matter, if he didn't say anything, as soon as he, the Nasi, sits, then everybody else can sit as well. Hey, that's exactly what we're going to talk about, Rabbi Gamliel, momentarily. But you're right, Shkoyach. You're talking about from Sechtes Brochus, right? Gevaldig. You see, can I know how? Let's build some. Anyway, continuing on. So that is as far as the Sanhedrin is concerned, the Nasi. Now the Mishnah, the Braisa, continues on. Kisha Abezdin Nichnas, Abezdin was considered to be second to the Nasi. When he would come in, Shura Achas Mikan, Beshura Achas Mikan. He didn't have to have everybody stand up, but rather those that were in the periphery, the perimeter where the Abezdin was walking in. Think of a Besmedesh, you have long rows of 10, 20 people sitting in each row. Only the first one or two people in the row would stand up, and therefore would make a new row, so to speak, for the length of the Av Bezin's walking from into the Bismedish to his seat.
Why are there two rows here?
Think of a large shul that has 20 rows of pews, where in each row you have 10, 20 people sitting. So you could have 200, 400 people sitting. Not all 400 people have to stand up, but rather those that happen to be at the last seat, which is right next to the aisle where people walk through, those people should stand, and they would then have a full shura from the beginning of the shul to the end of the shul, beginning of the Bismedish, end of the Bismedish, from the point where the Abezin walked in until he got to his seat. So he didn't have the masses standing up, only that one or two people next to the aisle.
Locally.
The locals. Okay, very good. So they would stand up and they would form shurais from this side and that side. L'havdil nebuch, like in a Beis HaChaim, when the Avelim go through, so they had such a long shura on both sides. Again, Ad Sheyesh M'Kaymah. Kishachacham nechnas, Echad Oimid V'Echad Yoishev, then each one would stand up on his own, like more or less like we have today. A Rav, Rosh Yeshiva, a Chosheb, a person comes in, people make at least a respectful standing, and then you sit down. Same thing, you don't have to wait the entire time until he gets back to his seat. Just when he passes by, you stand up and you sit down. Okay, so we have therefore the three different madregos between the Nasi, the Avezdin, and finally the Chacham. And
now we halachically acceptable what you just said? You just get up like that, or is it really an amoeba?
None of this is halacha l'maisa. All of this is theoretical and hypothetical. When you come to halacha l'maisa, you have one of the most choshev rabbanim in the neighborhood is your eidim. Please feel free to go and Rabbi Stein.
Yes.
Okay. Now we have covered for this choshev, even more covered than we had until now. So feel free to ask Rabbi Stein, make notes, etc. And we're back to where we started from, Omer Reb Yochanan, middle of the wide light. Bimei Reb Shimon Gamliel, Nishnis Mishnah Zu. The word Mishnah is a little bit, inappropriate. We're really referring to the Braisa. But he means that this learning, this teaching, took place at the time of Reb Shimon Gamliel. What does that mean? So the Gemara tells us, Reb Shimon Gamliel was the Nasi at the time, Reb Meir was the Chacham, Reb Nosson the Av Beis Din. Seems to be out of order, because Reb Nosson really should come before Reb Meir, because he was Nasi, then Av Beis Din, then Chacham. However, the Mefarshim say, as we'll see shortly, that one of the major reasons why Reb Nosson was the Av Beis Din is because his father was very, very Choshev, presumably the prior Av Beis Din, and so therefore he took over the position. He was also from the Malchus Beis David and the Shevet Yehuda, just like, as we learned the other day, Mechoikim Ibein Raglav, that all the Nesiim have to be from that, from Shevet Yehuda. Reb Meir, of course, was not from Shevet Yehuda. Reb Meir instead was
descended from Gerim.
Since he was from Gerim, he could not be from the Shevet Yehuda. So therefore, it could very well be that Reb Meir would not have been qualified to be the Av Beis Din, and certainly not the Nasi. Anyway, so, however, Reb Meir apparently was a greater Talmud Chacham than Reb Nosson, and that's why the Gemara brings Reb Meir before Reb Nosson, even though in terms of the position, L'choyre, it should be Faket. Anyway, so the Gemara tells us, Ki hav Reb Shimon Gamliel Hasam, whenever Reb Shimon Gamliel would enter the Bis Medrash, have a Kaimi Kuli Al Nekamei, everybody would stand up, like we just said in this Braisa. However, unlike what we just learned in the Braisa, because what we're going to talk about now preceded the Braisa, Ki hav Ayli Reb Meir Reb Nosson, also have a Kaimi Kuli Al Nekamei. Also, everybody stood up because of the greatness of Reb Meir and Reb Nosson. Everybody, exactly like Reb Shimon Gamliel. From Reb Shimon Gamliel, Leibol Mehevi Hakera Bein Dili Lidid Hu. Shouldn't there be a distinction between the cover that they're giving to the Beis HaNasi and the cover that they're giving to the Av Beis Din and to the Chacham? Bear in mind, we're not talking about contemporary people. We're talking about Gedolim Tzadikim Kedoshim. So undoubtedly, Reb Shimon Gamliel was not talking about his own personal kavod, but he's talking about the kavod of the Beis HaNasi. And therefore, he's saying, for the Nasi, there should be some sort of distinction as opposed to the Av Beis Din and the Chacham. So what did he do? Takin ha masdisa. Oh, so that was the history behind the Braisa, which we just quoted, that they made that distinction between the Nasi and then the Av Beis Din and Chacham. When this took place, that Reb Shimon Gamliel was misaken this distinction in Kavoid, Reb Meir and Reb Nosson were not present in Bis Medrash that day. L'mocha, the next day, ki also when they came in, chazu lekomu mikamayu kilergeila milza. They were kind of surprised because they had been used to that every time they came to Bis Medrash, it was everybody got up simultaneously, and here it was just the shurois that we spoke about before. And so therefore they were kind of, I don't know if they were offended, but at least they were miffed, they were surprised. What's going on? Amri, my hai, vos is geshen. What happened? Amr lehut. So they told him, hachi tukar Reb Shimon Gamliel. This is what Reb Shimon Gamliel was in the sakin yesterday. You, Reb Meir and Reb Nosson, you were not there, so you didn't participate, but this was the new takar. Amr le Reb Meir and Reb Nosson, ano chochem viat avbezen. I happen to be the Chacham in this, and you're the Av Beis Din. Niskin Milza Kila Didon, my Navid, Niskin Milza Kila Didon. What we should do is we should do something to show that we feel that what Reb Shimon Gamliel did was inappropriate. Now, why did they feel that way? So Zug the Mefarshim, that they felt that Reb Shimon Gamliel is right, there should be a Heker, but if that's the case, we should add something more to the honorifics, to the honor that was given until now to Reb Shimon Gamliel, whatever that would be. Maybe even before he enters the Bis Medrash, he should be standing outside or something similar. But to go and promote the position of Nasi at the expense of the Av Beis Din and Chacham and to kind of demote them, they felt that that was inappropriate. Again, once again, they're protecting the positions of honor of Av Beis Din and Chacham, and therefore you shouldn't go and reduce us, but rather you can increase the amount of kavod given to the Nasi. So they said, let's do something to go and kind of upset the apple cart, as you'll see. My Navid, so they discussed between themselves, what can we do? What should we do, my Navid Lay? Name it Lay, so they said, we have a good idea. Galei Uktzim, the Lesley. Tomorrow morning, we're going to come into Bis Medrash. People say, no, what should we give a drosha about today? What should we give a share about? And they're going to suggest that Rav Shimon Gamliel should give a shir on Mesechtes Uktzin. And we know, Leslie, that he is not a baki in Mesechtes Uktzin. Mekivin Dorei Goma, since he will not be able to give a shir on Mesechtes Uktzin, Neimalei then will be able to quote the pasuk which states in Tehillim, Mi Yemalel Gvuris Hashem Yashmiya Kolti Lasei. Lemino Lemal Gvuris Hashem, who is it appropriate to be Mamala? Mamala means to speak and to present the Gvur V'Kadosh Baruch Hu in this connection, meaning the Holy Torah by giving a drasha, by giving a shir. Mishiachal Hashmiya Kolti Lasei, someone who is a baki in Shas, somebody who knows everything from Aleph to Tav. And he's the one that should give the shir. And if Chas V'Sholem he's not able to give a shir, then Navrei we will have to go and have a new Nasi to take over. And what's going to happen if he is going to, in fact, be suspended from his Nisius? What's going to happen is, instead of us being Chochem and Avbezdin respectively, I will be appointed to the Avbezdin position and you'll be the Nasi of the Sanhedrin. Shaminu Rabbi Yankov ben Karshi, Rabbi Yankov ben Karshi, who was apparently one of the Chavri Sanhedrin, or one of the Chavirim there, Omar, he said, uh-oh, I heard what they were discussing. You know what's going to happen? Rav Shim Gamliel is going to be so embarrassed that he cannot give the shir on Uktzin, and that they're going to be ma'avir him. What should we do? So he did the following. Ozal, he went, Yosef Achoyri Elise Rav Shim Gamliel. Shem Gamliel apparently lived or learned on the second floor, what the Gemara calls the Aliyah, and he stayed downstairs with Yankov and Karshi in the garden or in the backyard next to that terrace, next to the Aliyah where Rabbi Shem Gamliel lived up above. Poshat, Goris Vitana, Goris Vitana. He took out a Mesechtes Uktzin and he started learning the whole Mesechtes Uktzin out loud, Mishnah for Mishnah, going through the Rav, going through the Tosis Yontif, Yochanan Boyaz, all the Mefarshim saying it out loud, very, very clearly, and Goris Vatan, he repeated again, and again, and again. Abshim Gamliel, being no fool, after all, he was the Nasi, Omar, Maide Kama, what's going on? When's the last time somebody started learning Uktzin? Right underneath my window, and he goes and reads it Bekol, and he repeats it again and again. Dilma Chas V'Sholem Ikabe Midrash Midi. Maybe there's some sort of mutiny in the works in the Beis Medrash. And therefore he said, you know what? I think this is a siman that I better study up on Uktzin. Yohav Daita V'Garsa. So that day, he also took out Mishnayis Uktzin and he went through it. Of course, this is all Torah Shebaal Peh, but you get the idea. And he started reviewing again and again the Sechtes Uktzin. Lamachar, the next morning, Omrulei, the Talmidim in Beis Medrash said, you know, Rebbe, we haven't heard you darshan on Uktzin recently. Neisim mar v'nistim Uktzin. Could you please teach us Mesechtes Uktzin? They, of course, were sure, at least Reb Meir and Reb Nosson, that this would be nisparda hachavila, that he, Reb Shim Gamliel, would have to say, sorry, that's not my specialty. Rather, Pasach, the Omar, he started, sure, let's go through Uktzin. And he went through the whole Uktzin, because only they made a siyum at the end, and Ariel brought the wonderful vittles for to celebrate. Basa de oikim, after he got up, after the shir was over, omalahu, he said to them, presumably, especially with Reb Meir and Reb Nosson in mind, Eloi gamirna, if it wasn't for the fact that I studied this and reviewed it overnight, kasafisan, unfortunately, I would have had tremendous kisufa, which means tremendous humiliation, I would have been shamed. And therefore he gave out the following order, Vafkinu mibeit Reb Drasha, and the two, Reb Meir and Reb Nosson, were removed from the Bzmetch. Havikasvi kushiyosa bepiska. They weren't finished. What they did was, they took a piska, means like a small piece of paper, like a tzettel, like a kvittel, and they wrote kashis on it, vishadu hasam, and they would throw it into the Bzmetch for a response. They can't come into the Bzmetch anymore, so they sent their shaylis by sending one after the other on these piskois, on these pieces of paper. To have a mifrig. If they could get back an answer from Shim Gamliel or the other Talmidim in the Mesmedish, Gibaldik, that's tremendous. To lay have a mifrig. However, if they did not get a response, Kasi Peruki, then they themselves wrote responses on new pieces of paper, the Shodu, and threw it back into the Mesmedish. Omer Rabbi Yosi, who was inside the Mishmanish, said, Torah mi bachutz, the gewaltige Torah of these two great Ge'onim and Tzadikim and Kedoshim, Ramei and Ramnasan, are outside. It should be the other way around. They should be the Amudi HaTovach of the Mishmanish, not being outside. Omer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Nailinu Mihu. Fine, Nailinu. I agree with Rabbi Yosi, let's bring them back in. They've been suspended so far for a long enough period. Mio Niknasino, however, let's make a small knas, some sort of penalty, that we should no longer go and quote them by name in the Bismedish. And therefore, that's why whenever you have throughout Shas, Achedim Oimrim, that's referring to Rameir, and the Ramnasan, they gave the name Yesh Oimrim. So if you ever find throughout Shas Yesh Oimrim, you know that's Rameir, that's Ramnasan. That night, thank you very much, Ariel. Shkoyach. They showed him that night in a cholim. Zilu paisul Reb Shimon Gamliel. You know what? It would be a good idea for you, Reb Meir, and Reb Nosson to go be mafayis to appease Reb Shimon Gamliel. So Reb Nosson the next morning also, he went. Reb Meir lo yozul, Reb Meir did not go. Omar, Reb Meir said, "Rechaloy mislemal v'le merin." Okay, it's very nice to have a cholim, but I don't give any real substance to it. Kiyozer Reb Nosson went in. Amalei Reb Shimon Gamliel. Nehi dahani lecha kamra de avucha lemehavi av bezdin. At your kamra, Rashi says the word kamra means a golden belt. If you look at Rashi in the left hand margin, just past halfway down the Rashi's kamra avneit muzhav. Kiruri masech the Shabbos pemer meisha. That helped you to go and so now go back to the prior Rashi. Your father is very choshev. The hav is avbezen, therefore you got this lofty position of avbezen. In other words, you are able to, based on your DNA, that you had this great father of Nosson, therefore you are worthy enough to be appointed as avbezen, but you're not a shoo-in for to be the new Nosi. And therefore, you'll excuse me, avbezen shubinucha, nami. To go and make you into Abbezin, that was fine based on the laurels of your father. Reb Shimon Gamliel is telling this to Reb Nosson, you can continue to be the Abbezin as you've been for the last period of time, but to go and be exalted to the point of Nasi, really you're grabbing a little bit too much. So the Gemara now tells us, this is already a subsequent generation, Masile Rebbe Reb Shimon Berei. Rebbe is now teaching Reb Shimon Berei. I believe this Rebbe is the son of this Reb Shimon Gamaliel. And now he's teaching his son, Reb Shimon. His son was named, was not Reb Shimon Gamaliel, because it's Reb Shimon Berebi. Exactly. So what did he teach him? Berei, his son. Acherim Oimrim. Who's Acherim Oimrim? This is Reb Meir. Ilu hoya temura loy hoya karev. Now what is this? Ilu hoya temura loy hoya karev. So Rashi tells us from the Sechus Temura. And we're going to have this in Mechim soon as we get into Kodshim, that as you know, there's a din of Masa Behema. What's the din of Masa Behema? You have all of the behemoths that a person had, a brand new animals that were born in this year. They are Koila Shiyavar Tachas Hashavet. They go in through a small opening in the corral, in the farm, and as they go through, you count them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When you get to number 10, Asir Yekoidish, and they would go and then put on a special dye on the back of that animal. They would slap it with like a paint of some sort of a dye so that you'd be able to identify, oh, does it the maser behema? What happens if by mistake the person who was counting got a little bit too overly enthusiastic, and when it came number 9, he skipped 9 and he called it 10. To make up for it, he realized, I made a boo-boo, I made a mistake. So he calls now number 10, he calls it 9. And then when it comes to number 11, he got kind of confused, since I just counted 9, and he calls it 10. So I have now 3 animals. Sorry?
You made another boob.
Another boob, exactly. So you have number 9, he called 10. Number 10, he called 9. Number 11, he called 10. What happens? What are the ramifications? So the Gemara in Masechtas Temura, as well as Masechtas Pchoyra, says, in this situation, each one of them gets a degree of Kedusha, but not all the same, all based on psukim in the Torah. Number one, the chi'i ne'achal b'mumai, meaning you don't bring it into the base of Mikdash. Masa Behema, by the way, is something which is, you do not give it to the Kohen. The Yisrael keeps it himself, but he has a mitzvah to go and bring it as a korban in the Beis Hamikdash, and after he brings it for a korban, he eats it together with the family, similar to a korban shlonim. So what happens now? Number 9, which was not the Masa Behema, is Nechal B'mumay. In other words, you cannot bring it for a korban out Masa Behema. You also cannot go and eat it Stamazoi, because you called it Asiri, so it has enough Kedusha that you have to wait Yirei Atshias Tayev, it gets a mum, and then you can check it outside the Beis Hamikdash, and you don't have to do anything else. You don't have to be pointed. You take it and you eat it. Asiri, number 10, even though you called it number 9, that's Masa. That's genuine Masa Behema. You bring it for a korban in the Beis Hamikdash. For Achad Asar, number 11, Karev Shlomim has a din of a Shlomim. So then everybody agrees to it. There's no machloikis there. Where there is a machloikis there is what happens on number, the number 11, which has a din of a Shlomim. What happens if he wants to make it into a Tmura? What means to make it a Tmura? To take another animal and say, Zu, Tmura, Zu. The Maisa, you're not allowed to do that. The Torah says, but what happens if you did a tumura? You have only accomplished 50%, and that is that you have now expanded the kedusha from the original animal to the second one, but the first one retains its kedusha. And Reb Meir says that this animal, the shlomim oiseu tmura, if you were to go and say zu tmura zu, the other animal becomes kadosh just like this one. Rabbi Yehuda was upset, and Rabbi Yehuda says, how can you do that? V'chiyesh tmura oise tmura. After all, this number 11, which we call a shlomim, in itself is in bebechinas tmura. How is bebechinas tmura? He didn't really want to go and make this number 10. He made a boo-boo by calling it number 10. So this is really like a substitute, a replacement for the real number 10. Now you want to extend it further, one animal, and make it a further tamura to another. Ein tamura ois tamura. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rav Meir and says you can't go and make it into a tamura. Rav Meir says, my dear colleague Rabbi Yehuda, you're making a fundamental error. This is not a tamura carbon, this is a shlomim carbon. And since it's a shlomim carbon, you can make a tamura. What is the basis of that? Gemara goes and brings a pasuk, because he said if this was a real bona fide tamura, then you could not go and bring it whatsoever, because there's no such thing as, those are not, that's good.
The blue one, yeah.
Very good. Shkoyach. So what the Gemara is telling us is, anyway, so what the Gemara is telling us is, so Rav Meir responded to Rav Yehuda, and he said that this number, you're welcome, the number 11 cannot be considered a tamura. You know why it can become a tamura? Because the halach is both by a bechor and masa behema, tamura is not chal. If you were to go and take bechor or masa behema and say two tamura zu, it's totally ineffective. Why? How do you know that? Because by Bechor, there's a pasuk, Ach Bechor Shor, Ay Bechor Kesev, Ay Bechor Eiz, Koydish Hein, and the Gemara Dachshund, Hein Kedoshim, V'loi Temura. They are Kodesh, but the Temura is not Karev, Gunish. And we learn Masa Behema from Bechor, we learn it Havora Havor. Where's Havora Havora? By the case of Bechor, it says, V'havarta kol peter rechem lashem, V'havarta. Peter rechem is the Bechor. And here it says, Kol HaSheyavar Tachas HaShavet, Hu Asiri Yekoydish Ulan Havar Havar. So there's no such thing as a Tmura by a Masa Behema. And so therefore, so you don't call number 11 a Tmura and say, Ein Tmura, Oy Se Tmura. This is a Shlomim, it's not a Tmura. And therefore says the Gemara, Achirim Omrim, again that's Rav Meir, Ilo Hoye Tmura, had this number 11 been a tamura like you are saying, Rabbi Yehuda, we couldn't bring it, because there's no such thing as bringing a tamura of Masa Behema. So this is a brand new shlomim, having nothing to do with tamura, and that's why this shlomim, you could be maimer for another carp. Yes?
Not today or tomorrow.
Not today or tomorrow, right. Maybe in 3 days from now. Very good. Okay. Anyway, so this was the discussion that Rabbi had with Rabbi Shimon Berei. So
Rabbi Shimon Berei, 11 is a shlomim.
Correct.
So why can't you make it?
So that's what Rabbi Meir says, exactly like your brother Shai and Rabbi Meir on the same page.
But
same
Rabbi Meir says it's a defective shlamim. It's only a shlamim, but not a shlamim with a capital shin, with a small shin.
Oh. So according to Rabbi Meir, he holds it's a full-fledged shlamim with a capital shin, and therefore it, you can, not that you're allowed to, but it's effective to be made. Rabbi Yehuda held that this whole shlamim is just somewhat of a mirage. It's not a real shlamim. It's really a tamura. And that's loud. But
really,
he has this kind of problem. Yeah, exactly. Just give me cover. That's all. Great. Thank you very much, Professor. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, I promised him we'd be finished learning in 15, 20 minutes. Baruch Hashem, this Rabbu has Hasaf Salim, and they tell me them to take a little longer. So getting back to our Gemara. Yeah, exactly. That's the same Rabbi Gamliel that we talked about before. Okay. So. Getting back to what we're discussing, Rabbi Yehuda felt that this is not a bona fide shlum. As Barry says, it's a shlum with a small shin because it's really a tamura hidden as a shlum, because that's what Chazal darshan from the pasuk. You have to bring a shlum, but it's really a tamura. And since ain tamura oisa tamura, therefore you cannot make it a tamura. Anyway, all of that's fascinating background discussion to what we're talking about, and that is that Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi, now says, Tati, Abba, you're quoting Mishnayos over here from the holy Rameir, and I don't know who it is. You're telling me Acherim. The others say, who are the others? So now Rebbe answers his son. He says, "Bnei Odom shebikshu lakor kvoid beisavicha." These are people that wanted to go and be oiker the whole covet of the Nesios from our mishpacha. We would have lost the whole Nesias because of Remeir, and that's how he got the name Acherim Oimim. Amalei. So he responded, the son obviously was no pushover. He said, don't we have a pasuk in Koheles, gam ahavosim, gam sinosim, gam kinosim, kvar avda. That's already history. Remeir is no longer around. Reb Nosson is no longer around. The Zeder, Reb Shimon Gamliel is no longer around. Why are you talking about stories from the past? Lamaisa, you know, let's get back together again. So Amalei, so the father answered to the son. The pasuk says, "Ha'oyiv tamu." Even though the enemy has now ended, Abcharavis lenetzach, the chorbin could have continued on for eternity. In other words, yes, the original people that were involved, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Remeir, Reb Nosson, are no longer, but the effects would have been felt today. I would not have been the Nasi, you wouldn't have been the son of the Nasi and the future Nasi. Amalei, so the son said to the father, Hani mili hecha dahanu masayu. If Reb Meir and Reb Nosson would have been effective to go and depose and demote and reject Reb Shimon Gamliel, okay, I understand. Rabbanan lehanu masayu. Lamasa, it didn't work, because, you know, Baruch Hashem, Reb Shimon Gamliel stayed as Nasi, and Rebbe Tati, you're the Nasi, and I'll be the future Nasi, etc. Zog Timura, so the father, Rebbe said, he's right. A harder asnile, and he said, let's go and change. This is already the same first, second change, because the first change was that they shouldn't sit in Bismedish. And then they said, okay, they'll sit back in Bismedish, but we will no longer call them by name, we'll say Acherim Omrim. Now we made a second change, asnile instead of Acherim Omrim, Omru Mishom Remeir. In fact, if you look in the Sechsas Tavur, in the Mishnah it says there, Om Mishum Ramei, and not Acherim Omrim. They changed it. Ilo Hoye Tamur, what did Om Mishum Ramei? Ilo Hoye Tamur, Ilo Hoye Kar. Same Allah as before, but not Acherim Omrim, and not Rameir Oimer, but rather Om Mishum Ramei. Omer Rava, says Rava, Afilo Rebbe, Danavid son of who? Even Rebbe, who was the great Onav, what did it say at the end of the Sechsas Soita? Mishameis Rebbe, Vodla Anova, he was the great Onav. Tana, nevertheless, he too, because of the covenant based Abba, not because of himself, the covenant of the Nesios, instead of saying Remeir Omer, Omru Mishom Remeir. Oh, that's what he said. But Omer Remeir Le Omer, but to go and say Omer Remeir or Remeir Omer, dus nisht. Okay. With this, we have concluded this whole beautiful shtickle, and now we get off Lechoira on something unrelated.
Is
and
the Mithish. I'm sorry. It's differently.
What you're saying is correct. I misspoke initially. You're right. Therefore, from now on, he no longer said Acherim Oimrim. He did not say Remeir Omar, but he said Omrim Mishum Remeir Omar, but Remeir Loy Omar. Right? Or you could also say Mendi Omrim Mishum Remeir, but Omrim Remeir Loy Omar. they go and say in the Mishnah, Omer Meir, that he would not say. But Omer Rishon Meir.
We have a Gemara Erevin where Rebbe talks about when I'd seen Reb Meir from the back, Kiyachol, like Moshe Rabbeinu seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he treats him. So it's interesting how these two Gemaras kind of are on one level he's closing him down, he's diminishing his kavod, and then he's treating him Kiyachol like, you know, he's, if only I'd seen him from the front, how much more powerful his learning would have impressed me.
Exactly.
So it's a very interesting how you have these different impulses, right? Different impulses in Rebbe vis-a-vis Reb Meir.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
First time, Shmura lo yakar. If it would have been.
We're going to go through the whole thing again. That's fine.
No, no. Just
we have 9, 10, and 11.
No, I know that. Even like Shmura. So if we're talking about the 11th one now.
Correct.
It's a shlama.
Correct.
So it says, so Gido hayat Shmura lo yakar.
Correct.
We wouldn't
be brought up at all for a carb. It's a chasim, and it wasn't a tamura, it was really a shlam. So if it's a shlam, then I can make a tamura.
Okay.
Good. The Gemara we're going to talk about in Miachem in the short remarks during this Uda, we'll explain what does this have to do with the previous Gemara. Omer Reb Yochanan, pligu ba Rav Shimon Gamliel v'Rabbanan. There was a machloek between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanan. The Gabi what? Chad Omer Sinai Odev, Chad Omer Oikir Horim Odev. You have in Klal Yisrael always two greats. The Sinai, the person who has the encyclopedic knowledge that knows from Aleph to Tov, every single Gemara, every single Toysis, every single Tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Egan, every single Taz, every single Shach, that's the Sinai. V'chad Omar, Oikir Horem Arev. The Oikir Horem is a person who doesn't have that broad encyclopedic knowledge, if obviously he's still a great Talmud Chacham, but he's a Gavaldi Galamdin, and therefore he's able to go and be able to be a great Poysik, being able to go and compare one case to the other, and contrast one case from the other, etc., etc. So which one is greater? Now this is not just a theoretical, hypothetical discussion. As we'll see in the Gemara shortly, it'll be halacha l'maaseh if we have to appoint a brand new Nasi, a brand new Rosh Hashiva, who should we take? Should we take the Sinai? Should we take the Oikir Har? So Rav Yosef was b'b'chinas Sinai. Rav Yosef, as we know, who was a Sagi Nohar, he had to memorize everything, and he knew by memory from Aleph to Tav. He was a tremendous Rav Henkin Zuchan Levracha, who was considered to be in America the greatest poysik until Rav Moshe arrived on the scenes of America. He was also a tremendous poysik, and he also was a tremendous yadon. And Soif Yomov, unfortunately, he was a Sagi Nohar, and he used to learn bechavrusa with someone else, Shulchan Aruch and the Noisa Kalim, and they say that every few words or every whatever, Rav Henkin Zuchan Levracha would correct the other, the Talmud that was learning with him, and say, no, it doesn't say that. You know, look at it again. So he knew that the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz and the Shach and the Mogen Avraham, their words literally, if a person messed up, he skipped a word or whatever, he would tell him, and not, he left the word out. So that was, Rav Yosef was the great Sinai. Rabba was the great Oikar Horem, the Gevaldi Galanda. So Shochul Taman, they asked Eretz Yisrael. Like the Gemara said very often. Very often they asked Eretz Yisrael the following: Eizmehen Koidim, who should have Kedima for the new position of Rosh Hashiva or Rav, which would, whatever was available. So they asked that the Taman. So now Sholchu who? Now they sent back. You have that offer in the Gemara Sholchu Mitam. So here it's similar. Sholchu who? Sinai Adav. Sinai is greater. Why? Yom Amar, we have an expression Hakol Tzrichel Marichitcha. Everybody needs the person that is the supplier of the Chitim. Chitim being the wheat. You cannot go and eat breakfast, lunch, and supper unless you have the basics. You have to have the supplier of the wheat. So Rav Yosef is the Sinai. He's the great one. He should go first. Nevertheless, Rav Yosef did not accept upon himself to be the new Rosh Hashiva, but rather he deferred to Rabbah. And Molech Rabbah Esrin Vitar Tishnei. And Rabbah became the new Rosh Hashiva for the next 22 years. After 22 years were over, then he passed away. And then Rav Yosef was Rosh Hashiva for the next 2.5 years. Now, our Gemara doesn't bring it, but a similar recitation of this Gemara takes place at the end of Masechtas Brachos, where it says that the Kaldoi, the Choizim, the Koychovim, the astrologers, told Rav Yosef, you should know that once you become the Melech, you become the Rosh Hashiva, you're going to live for another 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, many of the Mefarshim take the two Gemaras and merge the two and say that the reason why Rav Yosef declined to be the new Rosh Hashiva, because he figured Once I become a yeshiva, then that's over, 2.5 years. And Taka, what happened was, he waited for Rabbi for 22 years, and then after that, he became Rashi, and 2.5 years later, in fact, he passed away, as had been predicted.
Very smart.
Very smart, yeah. Anyway, the Cholshoni de Malach Rabbi, during that 22-year period that Rabbi was Rashi Shiva, Rav Yosef wanted to show total subservience, total deference to Rabbi. He wouldn't even call an Uman. Uman, as you know, is a blood letter. Today we'd think about having a house call from a doctor. He wouldn't even have a doctor come to his house. Rather, either he would go to the doctor's office, or Rashi says instead, whenever the Uman was supposed to come to Rabbi, then he would go along to get the same services on the same day in Rabbi's house, instead of calling him to his own home. That's how much deference he showed to Rabbi. I'm not even going to call the doctor to come to me. I'm rather going to go to you, Rabbi, when you have your appointment. I will chaperein after that. Okay, that's the end of that story. Now we have a similar story. Abaye v'rova rabzeira v'rabba v'armasna haviyasvi. All these four great giants were sitting. Abaye v'rova rabzeira v'rabba v'armasna. V'avitzricharesh, and they needed again a new Rosh Hashiva, a different period of time. As Amri, kol diyom emiltzit v'loy mifrich lehevi reisha dekulu. Whoever is able to go and say a shir, and the others are going to try to challenge, and he'll meet up to the challenge, there will be no pirchus. In other words, he will come out successfully. He should be the new Rosh Hashiva. Okay, so each one of the four gave this shir. Dekulu ifrich. Three out of the four, unfortunately, were challenged, and they were able to have to say, you're right, I don't know, we'll have to check it out, we'll get back to you, etc. Dabai yalei ifrich. Bai said a perfect shir. Gibaldik. Chazir Rabba. He saw about Abaye that he in fact was exalted in terms of, he looked at him, he saw that he is really the person for the position. And therefore Omar Lay, he said now to Abaye, Nachmeni. We know from other Gemaras that Abaye had another name, Nachmeni. Sometimes some say that was the real name, some say that it was a pseudonym. It doesn't make a difference, but Omar Lay Nachmeni, Psach V'Eima, you are with the Rosh Hashiva, you start off, give your Shir Haschala. We appoint you as the new Rosh Hashiva. We're going to talk about later the L'choy of this Gemara is Shver, since we just got finished saying who is the greater one, the Sinai and the Oikar Harim. They shouldn't have said whoever can say a Shir and nobody can go and ask him, frag him up, he's going to be the Rosh Hashiva. They should have said someone that can impress us by quoting from Uktzin and from Mesechtes Smochos and from Medrash Tanchuma and from Yerushalmi, someone that shows that breadth of knowledge that will impress us, instead of someone asking Ishir Edloi Mifra. We're going to talk about that in Mir Tshashem shortly. Anyway, the Gemara now says, Iboilu, Rabzei Rabba Bar of Masna, these two that we just quoted, Haiminai Odef, who is greater of the two? In which respect? Rabzei was a Charif Umaksha, Rabba Bar of Masna, Mosoin Umasik. What's the difference between a Charif Umashke Umaksha and a Mosin Umasik? If you look at the last Rashi here in the Masechta and in the entire Seder Nezikin, Choruf Umaksha, Mitoich Pilpul Yeseira Dehavale, have a Maksha Umataritz. He would go and ask with Charifas, with real deep intellect, Starka Kashas, and he would ask, and he would give an answer. Abraham Masnali, have a Choruf Kolkach, he wasn't as sharp as Reb Zeira, but Mitoich Shu Shoya Umayin Yofa Yofa. He had a lot of zitzfleisch, a lot of asmoda, and he would sit on that same issue time and time again for lengthy periods of time. The masik aliyu delkas, and then he was able to go and come up lehalach. So therefore, each one had a special mala. The first one, Charif Hamaksha, on the spot, you ask him a kasha, no problem. It's a toisis there. It's a chuvas Reb Kiva Eger. It's a chuvas. It's an arashba. It's a ritva. On the spot, Rabbi Ramas. On the other hand, he wasn't that sharp to be able to go and respond so quickly, but he was a person that was very settled, and he was able to sit and say, let's think about it together. And then after a short period of time, he was able to come up with a beautiful answer. So which one is better? Tishbi Ataris, we have to wait for Leo and Novi. Take
him. This is Rabbi Abaye, or Rabbi?
This is the famous Abaye Rabbi of Ganshah.
So even the Paschim, vast majority of the times, like Rabbi, even so Rabbi deferred to Abaye?
Exactly, he deferred to Abaye. He said, Abaye, you gave a shir. Nobody has any kashis. Beautiful. You are the new Rosh Hashim. I'm putting off the